Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. Today, we're revisiting a story that touched many lives and many hearts. 9-year-old Ruger Ennis has been in need of a kidney donor, and after an incredible outpouring of support, more than 100 signed up to be tested. Recently, Ruger's family learned that a nurse who stepped forward was a perfect match, but a BMI issue has temporarily halted that progress. Ruger's mom, Haley Scrimpture, is with me right now, and she wants to give an update on where things stand and how the community can continue to help Ruger in this situation of needing a kidney donor. Welcome back to the show, Haley.
Thank you for having me, Mort.
So it's great to have you back on the show, but of course, we're not there yet.
Right.
And that's the biggest challenge is, as we were talking about, you have positive things happen, and then there are things that derail possibilities. And I know that that can hurt because you're hopeful. But for those who may not have heard Ruger's story, can you share what led to his need for a kidney donor?
Sure. So, you know, I took him in for a regular sinus infection back in March, and they did a creatinine level, and they said, you've got a serious problem. You need to get down to Children's. So we went down to Children's. We had the biopsy, and Dr. Fogg found out that his kidney filters are irreversibly damaged. At this point, he didn't know whether it was genetic or autoimmune. So we went through the genetic testing, and Ruger was born with backwards feet. He had no kneecaps. And during that process, we did bracing, we did casting, and he eventually had surgery. So from the time he was 3 to 8, he was walking, he was doing fine, and we had no reason to think he had any kidney issues. So when all this came about and they did the genetic testing, they found out that his kneecaps were related to the kidneys, and he's got something called nail patella syndrome. So it affects your knees, your joints, kidneys long term, and that was the reason why he was born with no kneecaps. So they eventually put the pieces together, and by the time that he found Ruger in stage 3 FSGS, we had not started dialysis or anything, but Ruger rapidly declined to stage 5 within 2 weeks.
When you first shared about Ruger's situation, we received an amazing response from the community. What did it mean to you and your family to see so many people step forward to be tested for Ruger?
It's amazing. You know, the one donor that we tested first was, you know, on paper, a perfect match, even though her BMI level, but she doesn't know Ruger. She's never met Ruger. And I just can't tell you how thankful we are for it. You know, we're so grateful for her and everything she's doing to try to get her BMI down. Even after we did our last update interview, Claudia from 48 did another update interview on him. 80 more people came forward.
Wow.
So, you know, we still have to weed out through those, if they're the blood type, BMI match, whatever. But I think now he's close to almost 200 people waiting to be tested.
And we've had people step up like James Spann and Rick Carley,
yes,
and others who have paved the way for people to know about Ruger's situation,
right,
and decide to help.
Mm-hmm. And Jason Simpson was a
Jason
big one.
Jason Simpson. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that these people have platforms and they're willing to use it in that way.
Absolutely.
One time I was trying to help a family, and I reached out to a TV station in South Alabama, and they actually did the story on the family, did the video footage, everything. And a few days later, the wife called and said, they haven't run the story yet. So I called the station and I said, why haven't y'all run the story? What's going on? And the reporter who had done the story said that the program director said that it wasn't newsworthy. It really upset me that people view it that way, that anybody would look at it and say that somebody who needs a life-saving organ like this in this,
right,
situation would not be newsworthy. And it really pushed me even further into, we've got to share these stories.
Right.
We've got to give people a platform. And when people who have the platforms that maybe not necessarily into that specific area of news, when it comes to maybe it's a weather person like James Spann or Jason,
right,
Simpson, where they're taking their platform and saying this is worthy of posting about.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it started with you, Mark. We can't be so grateful for you enough. But it did something like you were talking about. You know, when Claudia did the story, Birmingham News picked it up and they just shared it. You know, it was other news stations just picking it up and sharing it. So we're just grateful that the word got out, because before you, I had 0 donors, and now we're up past 200. So
wow. The grassroots efforts are important, and
they are.
I cannot emphasize that enough to somebody who has a platform to use it, because you don't know where it can lead to.
Right.
You got to start, though.
You
got to take that
somewhere.
First step, and then once you take that step, it can have an impact on someone else, and then someone else. And ultimately, we have a 9-year-old who potentially can get a kidney donor and help save his life, make his life better.
Right.
How is Ruger doing right now physically, emotionally, and day-to-day activities as he waits on a donor?
That's the hardest part. Ruger has lost 14 pounds since Christmas. So he's starting to gain a little bit of it back, but with kidney failure, you don't have an appetite. Like, there are certain things you can eat so much of, just like milk, cheese. You have to take the phosphorus pills, that kind of thing. But he doesn't really have an appetite, and he's lost 14 pounds, and he's just so exhausted all the time. Like, he comes home from school, he'll say, Mama, can I have a nap? Or yeah, yeah, because when she's got him. And I'll say, yeah, bud, that's fine. And Dr. Fogg said that's not fine, because he's not getting the quality of sleep he needs at night. But he'll want to come home and take a 2 or 3 hour nap and then sleep all night. And then he's still exhausted when he woke up. An interesting fact I learned last month when we were in Birmingham from Dr. Fogg was the machine is only pulling out 15% waste out of his body. So he's walking around every day with 85% waste in his body. And, you know, I was kind of on him about his grades, because he's never been anything but an A-B student. And math, he's really struggling this year. Reading, he was struggling, and he don't struggle in reading. So I talked to Dr. Fogg about it, and he said he's got brain fog from all the ways, Haley. He said, try not to be too hard on him, he said, because it's not something he can help. He said, no, after transplant, that all changes. That goes away. His IQ goes up by 30 points.
When they're doing the filtering and he's going through this dialysis, it's only taking 15%.
15%. It's basically just where his kidneys won't filter out like they're supposed to. So it's just the waste build from his kidneys that are coming up. And, you know, that's really a hard decision between HD and PD dialysis, because HD, when you go into the hospital and you have the central line in your chest, that pulls out more waste. So he was getting about 50% pulled out of his body then. When we made the switch to PD so he could be at home and go back to school, that doesn't pull out as much. Wow. But you're getting it every night as well. Yeah. So, you know, the HD process was having to stay in Birmingham for 3 to 4 months at a time versus PD. It's a lot of work. It's, you know, you have to go through all the specialized training and everything, but it does give Ruger a chance to stay at home, go to school, do things that he likes with as he tolerates it. So,
yeah, there's only so long that you could stay in a hospital and go through that. And I guess ultimately you have to make that decision as to the quality of life.
Right.
And what would you prefer? Would you prefer being at home? Would you prefer being at school, being around your friends, being involved in activities, or stuck in a hospital?
Right.
So as far as support right now, receiving from family, friends, even the strangers we've talked about, what kind of support are you currently receiving, or do you feel like you're receiving in Ruger's situation?
You know, people that we've met at the Ronald McDonald House that are not there no more that we've made friends with, they'll call me and they'll say, hey, how's Ruger? Do you need anything? And, you know, we do the same thing for their families. There's a few families that we've got really close to, so we're always reaching out, helping them. His school has been amazing. There's days that Ruger might get off the machine late because the machine malfunctioned or he rolled on his catheter and we didn't hear it beep, something like that. They've been amazing about letting him check in late, you know, not being a problem. The school nurse at Johnson is a nurse Carrie, she's wonderful. Anything at all out of the ordinary, she's gonna call me. And sometimes it's just Ruger trying to get out of school. Like, she'll say, I think he's fine, but I want to let you know what's going on. So we've just had an amazing support from the community. And just like after our recent podcast that me and you did, and then the interview with Claudia, 80 more people reached out. And they were just like, I want to help this kid. How can I help? Some of them aren't a blood type match. Some of them aren't BMI. But the fact that they reached out to us wanting to help a complete stranger is amazing.
And the fact is, if we had 1,000 people, we just need one.
We just need one.
We need one to match. We need one that can follow through with it and get Ruger what he needs. But you have to go through a lot of people to get that one.
You do. They test 3 people at a time. The first one they tested was Ashley. The second one they tested was the Birmingham police officer. And something was wrong with his anatomy. Nothing he would have known about had him known when he got CAT scan. So he's out. But they, like Ashley, but until she reaches her BMI, they're technically considering the case closed, but they said, we usually don't do this, but we've never seen a donor so willing to help somebody that's not family. So we're going to close it so other donors can come forward and be tested and, you know, ultimately may help Ruger before you lose the weight. But we've still got your case right here. So when you lose the weight, call us and we can go.
So it benefits Ruger because it does lock it up when a person is that match.
Yes, and even if they're deemed not a match, like the police officer, it still takes another month and a half to close the case before they even bring anybody down to start the testing.
So for people who still want to help, whether it's by getting tested, offering encouragement, what's the best way for them to do that right now, Haley?
He still has his email, lovelikeruger@yahoo.com. I'm on Facebook, Haley Scrimshire. I've had a lot of people follow me on Facebook just to follow his story, and that's fine. And just prayers, you know, we need prayers so he can hopefully get the kidney soon.
What keeps you hopeful as Ruger's mom, and what message do you want to share with others who may be walking a similar road?
The doctors at Birmingham are very good. That keeps me hopeful. Dr. Fye calls and checks on us all the time. You know, hey, do you need anything? And Dr. Denny, his pediatrician, will call me. If he don't hear from me in a week, he's calling me, and we don't see him all the time. So what keeps me hopeful is, you know, just people checking on Ruger, checking on us, and hearing other people's stories. I've had so many people call me since Ruger's been going through this. Hey, I'm having a similar issue. Can you help me? Can you tell me where to go? I've had a deceased donor. It's not worked. Can you tell me how to get the word out about a living donor? So that keeps me going because I feel like I'm able to help others through Ruger's journey.
And share the email one more time, Haley.
It's lovelikeruger@yahoo.com.
All right. What an incredible reminder of the power of community and the strength of a mother's love as Haley sits here with me Our hearts are with Ruger, Haley, and everyone standing by their side as they continue this journey toward finding that right donor. If you'd like to learn more or see how you can help, I want you to email Haley, let her know that you're interested in supporting Ruger on this journey. And Haley, thank you for coming back on the Mark White
thank
Show
so
and sharing about this.
Me.
When we come back, I'm going to have Andy Gilman to talk about Indians Retreat over in the East Limestone area. It's Indians Retreat Food Court, and we're going to talk to him about why he decided to found Indians Retreat and what it's about in bringing the community together. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
And we're back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm glad to have Andy Gilman on the show with me right now as we talk about Indians Retreat Food Court over in the East Limestone area of Limestone County. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Andy.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
Let's start from the beginning when it comes to Indians Retreat. How did Indians Retreat Food Court begin?
Yeah, so when we were ending last year, we came in a place where we didn't really know what our next season was going to look like. And lo and behold, if a door opened up for the car wash that is next door to our now food court, right? And we'd always looked at the car wash, and we love the car wash and appreciate it. I've had plenty of Jesus stories that I could talk about that are fun for me. But anyways, when it came across, we looked at it and said, what can we make use of this parcel to better serve the community, right? And at the time, there was just a little Twice the Ice machine on there. So we basically took the Twice the Ice machine out, regraded it, did all these things where if you drive by there, 15800 East Limestone Road in Athens, you'll see what we did, as well as you can check out that Facebook page. And the real piece on that as a full-time real estate agent was to really help East Limestone community kind of gather in a way that maybe it never has before, because, you know, East Limestone County is the most moved to place in the state of Alabama. There again, speaking as a full-time real estate agent. So
when we think about your Facebook page, looking at that, it describes your business as family-owned food and event venue rooted in faith and community. How do those values guide your day-to-day operations, Andy?
Yeah, so not to get too deep into faith, but I mean, I could do it all day long. We rededicated to Christ in early 2023. It was May 23, April 23, that area. And ever since then, we've really wanted to make sure that we are bold in our faith. You know, recent events and just the last month have really shown kind of a spiritual shift in so many things. And so we're deep in our faith, and he's really shown us, speaking of God, shown himself in our lives, my family's life, my life, my kids, all these things over the last couple of years. So we just really love the idea of emphasizing that. And we try to just have it be the root and kind of the grain of what the seed of all of us is as far as the space goes. And I think there was a second part on that question.
Yeah, so how do those values guide your day-to-day operations?
Yeah, so as far as faith goes, you know, both me and my wife, we stay in Scripture pretty heavy. We are deeply in the church. I love to, quote, evangelize quite a bit, so that way I can just bring the topic of faith up anytime I get the chance, because there's just only so many people that definitely know Scripture. And so I love to be able to help out with that, as well as their, quote, spiritual walk and understanding what God really is all about, right? So that's how it's in our everyday life, to answer that question.
I know that there's a learning curve anytime you start a business. How do you balance being a food business and also a community gathering place?
Yeah, so the funny thing I say a lot is that there was no blueprint to start a food court. So it was really just a vision, a dream, some heart, and let's get after it and see kind of what we can do. We've definitely learned a lot of experience, both learning how to navigate food trucks specifically, as well as gathering community events. I also serve on a nonprofit. It's called the AAPA, which is a pickleball association. So that's helped out a little bit with kind of community gathering and that sort of thing. But there's plenty more to learn. We're planning on partnering up with the East Limestone Fire Department a little bit more if we can. They are a volunteer fire department in right across the street from us. And so we've really seen both a need on their end that maybe we can help out with and kind of go tandem on that, as well as there again, the Indians Retreat, you know, trying to stay intact with the school itself and ultimately find a good place for the kids there to be able to come to and just the whole community in general.
The month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Crisis Services of North Alabama has boxes throughout the community right now, including here at Coronation, but you were also willing to put a box at your location so that those who are facing domestic violence situations can have much needed supplies.
Yeah.
So let's talk about special events or fundraisers or stories that stand out to you since the inception of Indians Retreat.
To try and create a big picture, you know, the more we have community, the more everybody's willing to give, right? I guess the easiest way I could try to say this is big cities often don't have small communities. Trying to bring in what is an emerging and exploding area and keeping intact that whole community aspect of it. So when we create events, small things we're considering right now are things like a Touch a Truck event. You see those in Pulaski and all other places, even in Huntsville around Bridge Street, you'll see stuff like that, but you really don't see it in our specific area. So we're going to try and correlate that. We've got several contacts and vendors to help out with that one. And another one we'd like to really do that we've spoken with both the Village Plaza owner on and some others, and as well as the commissioner, is to kind of shut down East Limestone Village and create something maybe similar to Fridays After Five, but we'll have our own little twist and dynamic on it. And so we want to really gather and find a way to do that and have a pretty good crowd for that. And so we're pretty excited about trying to get into that more next year.
What are the biggest challenges that you faced as a Indians Retreat owner?
Yeah, so I think the big one is learning how to grow both a social media / Facebook following, correlating with food trucks. Food trucks themselves, I commend them and any other small business owner that wears all their hats in their business. What a lot of people don't realize that aren't in small business is that when you're wearing every hat pertaining to that business, you're pulled in every direction all the time. And so it can be a little wearing. So really trying to help those food trucks grow, I've got a heart after just seeing small businesses grow, is something that's been both a hurdle and how we can best serve them in that way, as well as grow our Facebook following. So that way in our day-to-day of the food court, it is doing and expanding all that it can. as well as gearing up more for awareness for the East Limestone Village area so that we can have set events and bring more of that community aspect there again back to East Limestone Village.
When the community does come to Indians Retreat, what do you hope that they take from their visit there beyond just the food trucks, that part of the business?
So I think, you know, having younger kids, I've got a 2.5-year-old and an 11-month-old right now, and going into where we're directly at with the food court being across from the school, you know, you see a little bit of probably growing pains in there. You just got different people from different places, different states, different areas. And so there can be, I don't want to say friction, but there can just be some fun when trying to learn how to adjust in that. With having kids and having the heart of the younger generation in mind, I really say that I have this vision that East Limestone Road should have banners all up and down all the telephone poles, and we should just really be bleeding East Limestone Indians. And I think that can really help us gather around both our younger generation and a community as a whole. So hopefully that answers that question as best as possible.
It does. And how can locals get involved or support through volunteer, sponsor, attend events to be a part of Indians Retreat?
Yeah, so you can reach out to us on our Facebook page and Messenger. You can call me directly, 256-559-6060. We'd love to have any and all feedback and any help we can appreciate for sure. And those would probably just simply put be the best two ways to get a hold of us.
Do you have a favorite dish when a food truck comes in, something that stands out to you?
Yeah. So there's definitely several that I keep in mind. I think with food trucks, I keep some of those quality foods in mind. Like right last night we had the Rolling Galley out. That's with Glenn, who owns that food truck. He serves Italian food. It is truly, as a person that their first job was at an Olive Garden, is truly good Italian food. He used to serve on POTUS, so President, whenever he was in the military, so he is veteran owned. And so we love to support him as well as our full-time food truck right now. That's Sparks Sweet Smoke Barbecue. He's got some incredible barbecue, and I know I'm sitting next to 306 right now, but it's definitely worth a shot. Some people get the slaw on the side, but I say put it on the sandwich if you are getting a sandwich from Sparks for sure. So both of those guys are some of my favorites, to say the least.
And Andy, what would you like people to know to encourage them to come out and support Indians Retreat on East Limestone Road?
I think ultimately at the moment, the day-to-day operations are definitely where we can appreciate it most. Follow the Facebook page. We just crested the first 1,000 followers pretty much entirely organically. To really truly support these trucks in the way we're trying to help them out in their small business, we really need to try to crest a good 3,000 follower mark, and I think even ultimately 5 or more. And the reason I say the Facebook page is going to be because, you know, we do have some rotating trucks in and out, as well as like Sparks right now is our full-time truck. And so to keep up with who's there, what's going on in the day-to-day, that would be our biggest, absolute, couldn't emphasize it enough, appreciation for the support of the food court itself.
Andy Gilman, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and giving us a glimpse of Indians Retreat Food Court, sharing with our audience.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
To our listeners, if you haven't checked it out, the Indians Retreat Food Court, go by and support this local spot and let them know that the Mark White Show sent you. Until next time, let's keep exploring local flavor, local stories, and local hearts. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123.
Green's Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.